Heaven Phillips was never meant to be humiliated. Daughter of a powerful house, raised with discipline and elegance, she had accepted her fate. Her marriage to Eden Maxwell was duty. It was survival. Until the moment he didn't show up. Instead, a letter arrived at the altar. Read aloud. Cold. Public. Unforgiving. Eden had returned to his former lover. And just like that, Heaven was abandoned in front of nobles, diplomats, and enemies waiting to see her fall. But before the shame could settle, a man stood. Duke Raymond Lambert. Infamous. Untouchable. Dangerous in a way that made people lower their voices when speaking his name. He walked toward her slowly, stopped close enough for her to feel the heat of him, and said five words that changed everything. Then marry me instead. What begins as a strategic rescue becomes something far more volatile. Because Raymond didn't step forward by accident, and Heaven was never meant to be just a solution. Hey, quick question. How are you feeling right now? Thank you so much for being here. It really means the world to me. I'm working toward 1,000 subscribers, and if Heaven and Raymond's story is already pulling at your heart, please hit that subscribe button for Ariella Duke Romance Library, smash the like, and drop a comment telling me where you are watching from. It helps more than you know. All right, thank you. Now let's get back to what happens when the woman abandoned at the altar becomes the Duchess. The Duke can't resist. The morning sun filtered through the stained glass windows of St. Augustine Cathedral, casting ribbons of colored light across marble floors that had witnessed 3 centuries of weddings. Heaven Phillips stood in the bride's chamber, watching her reflection in the gilt-edged mirror as Gabriella Hampton adjusted the final pin in her veil. "You look perfect," Gabriella whispered, her hands gentle on Heaven's shoulders. Heaven studied her own face, porcelain skin, dark hair swept into an elegant arrangement. The dress was ivory silk, tailored to precision, with seed pearls sewn along the bodice. Everything about this moment should have felt triumphant. Instead, her stomach twisted with something she refused to name. "He'll be waiting," Gabriella continued, though her voice carried the slightest tremor of uncertainty. Heaven nodded. Eden Maxwell, her future husband, was the man chosen by their families to unite 2 powerful houses. She had accepted this fate with the same composure she applied to everything else in her life. Marriage was duty. Marriage was survival. Marriage was the price of being born into nobility. She had never expected love. But she had expected him to show up. The cathedral filled with voices as guests arrived. Heaven recognized the cadence of power in those conversations. Diplomats, politicians, rival families who had come to witness the Phillips-Maxwell alliance, some genuinely pleased, others hoping for failure. "It's time," Gabriella said softly. Heaven took a breath and walked toward her future. The processional music began as she entered the cathedral. Heads turned, whispers rippled through the crowd. She kept her eyes forward, her spine perfectly straight, her hands steady on the bouquet of white roses. The aisle stretched before her like a test she had prepared for her entire life. She reached the altar. The priest stood waiting, his expression serene. But the space beside him remained empty. Heaven positioned herself at the designated spot, her heartbeat loud in her ears. She could feel the weight of hundreds of eyes on her back. The music faded. Silence settled over the cathedral like dust. Minutes passed. 5. 10. The priest cleared his throat quietly. Heaven's fingers tightened around the bouquet stems. A thorn pressed into her palm through her glove. The small pain grounded her. 15 minutes. Whispers started. Soft at first, then louder. The sound moved through the cathedral like wind through wheat fields. Where is he? I heard rumors. Poor girl. Heaven kept her chin level. She would not turn around. She would not show weakness. Not here. Not in front of people who had been waiting their entire lives to see the Phillips family stumble. 20 minutes. Gabriella appeared at her side, her face pale. Heaven. He will come, Heaven said quietly. The words tasted like ash, but even as she spoke them, something inside her chest began to crack. Then the cathedral doors opened. Heaven's breath caught. Relief flooded through her for exactly 3 seconds, until she realized the figure walking down the aisle was not Eden. A messenger approached. Young. Nervous. He carried a single envelope sealed with the Maxwell family crest. The priest took it with trembling hands. Heaven watched as he broke the seal. Watched as his eyes scanned the contents. Watched as his face went from confusion to shock to pity. Lord Eden Maxwell, the priest began, his voice echoing in the awful silence, regrets to inform Lady Heaven Phillips that he cannot proceed with this union. The words landed like blows. Due to circumstances of the heart, the priest continued, each word dragging Heaven deeper into humiliation. Lord Maxwell has chosen to return to Miss Liliana Cantrell, with whom he shares a profound and enduring love. Profound, enduring, love! The cathedral erupted. Gasps, exclamations. Some voices carried genuine shock, others barely concealed satisfaction. Heaven stood frozen. The bouquet slipped from her fingers, white roses scattering across a marble. She felt Gabriella's hand on her arm, but couldn't process the touch. Abandoned. At the altar, out in front of everyone who mattered, the daughter of one of the most powerful families in the realm, humiliated by a man who had decided she wasn't worth a private conversation, who had left her standing in a wedding dress while he returned to his former lover. The noise around her swelled. Someone laughed. The sound cut through everything else. Heaven's vision narrowed. She focused on the roses at her feet, white petals against grey stone. Her hands hung at her sides. She knew she should move, should speak, should do something other than stand there like a monument to failure. But her body refused to cooperate. Then a chair scraped. The sound cut through the chaos. Deliberate. Controlled. Silence fell again. Different this time. Charged with anticipation. Heaven lifted her head. Duke Raymond Lambert was standing. Not every person in the cathedral turned to look at him. He commanded attention the way others commanded armies. Not through force, but through presence. He was tall, with dark hair and eyes the color of storm clouds. His face was striking, carved with sharp angles, and a mouth that looked like it rarely smiled. He wore black, perfectly tailored, without ornament or excess. He didn't need decoration. His bearing was statement enough. Heaven had met him exactly 3 times, once at a state dinner, once at a political gathering, once at a ball where they had danced a single dance and exchanged perhaps 10 words. She knew his reputation, everyone did. The Duke who refused to marry despite pressure from every eligible family in the realm. The Duke whose business negotiations were legendary for their precision and ruthlessness. Of the Duke who had built wealth and influence through strategy rather than inheritance. People feared him. Respected him. Never quite understood him. And now he was walking toward her. His footsteps echoed in the silence. He moved like a man who had never rushed for anything in his life. Every step measured, every movement deliberate. He reached the altar. Stopped directly in front of her, close enough that she could see the exact shade of grey in his eyes. Close enough that she caught the scent of sandalwood and something darker. Close enough that the space between them felt charged with electricity. He studied her face. not with pity, not with judgment, with something else, entirely. "The ceremony doesn't need to end," he said quietly. His voice was low, controlled, the kind of voice that made people lean closer to hear it. Heaven stared at him. Her mind couldn't process what he was saying. Raymond held her gaze. "The guests are already here. The priest is ready. The only thing missing is a groom." He paused, then spoke three words that changed everything. "Marry me instead." The cathedral erupted again. Louder this time, shock, disbelief, outrage from some corners. Heaven's heart hammered against her ribs. This couldn't be real. The Duke didn't propose. The Duke didn't marry. The Duke certainly didn't rescue abandoned brides at public ceremonies. "Why?" she whispered. "Because you deserve better than to leave here in shame," Raymond said. "Because this alliance can still serve both our families. Because I am offering you a choice that lets you walk out of this cathedral with your dignity intact." Heaven's thoughts raced. What every eye in the building was on them, every ear strained to hear their conversation. If she refused him, if she walked away, she would be the woman who was abandoned and then rejected a duke. But if she accepted, she looked into Raymond's eyes, found no mockery there, no cruelty, just steady certainty. "This is madness," she breathed. "Yes," he agreed, "but it's also survival." Heaven's hands trembled. Her entire future was collapsing and rebuilding in the space of minutes. Everything she had prepared for was gone. Eden was gone. The life she had resigned herself to was gone. And in its place stood this man. This dangerous, powerful, incomprehensible man who was offering her a way out that she could never have imagined. She thought of Eden, of Liliana, of the letter read aloud like a weapon, of the laughter she had heard in the crowd. And she thought of walking out of this cathedral alone. She made her decision. "Proceed," Heaven said clearly. The single word carried through the silence. Raymond's expression didn't change, but something flickered in his eyes. Satisfaction, perhaps, or approval. He turned to the priest. "You heard the lady?" The priest looked between them, utterly lost. "Your Grace, this is highly irregular. The Archbishop owes me 3 favors," Raymond said calmly. "I'm calling in 1. Marry us." The priest swallowed hard, nodded. Raymond extended his hand to Heaven. She stared at it for a moment. Strong. Steady. The hand of a man who built empires. She placed her hand in his. His fingers closed around hers. Warm. Secure. He led her to stand beside him at the altar. The position she had occupied alone moments ago. To the position where she had waited for a man who never came. Now occupied by someone else, entirely. The priest began the ceremony with a shaking voice. The words were the same ones he had prepared to speak. But everything was different. Heaven barely heard them. Her entire awareness focused on the man standing beside her, on the solid presence of him, on the way he held her hand like it was something valuable. The vows came. Raymond spoke his clearly, firmly, like he meant every word. When it was Heaven's turn, her voice emerged steadier than she expected. "I do." "The rings," the priest said weakly. Raymond produced a ring from his pocket. Simple, elegant, gold with a single diamond. How he had it ready, Heaven couldn't begin to guess. He slid it onto her finger. It fit perfectly. "I now pronounce you husband and wife," the priest said, and sounding like he still couldn't believe what had just happened. Raymond turned to Heaven. His hands came to her waist. He leaned down slowly, giving her time to pull away. She didn't. His mouth touched hers. Soft. Brief. A seal to a contract made in chaos. But even in that moment, Heaven felt heat, felt something spark between them that had nothing to do with survival or strategy. He pulled back. His eyes met hers for a single, charged second. Then he turned to face the cathedral. His hand remained at her back, proprietary and protective at once. "Allow me to introduce my wife," Raymond said. His voice carried authority that silenced every whisper. "The Duchess Lambert." The title settled over heaven like armor. She was no longer the abandoned bride. She was married to one of the most powerful men in the realm. And as Raymond guided her down the aisle, past faces frozen in shock, past Eden's empty family pew, past everyone who had come to watch her fall, heaven realized something profound. She had just survived the worst moment of her life, and walked away more powerful than before. The carriage ride to Raymond's estate passed in silence. Heaven sat across from her new husband, acutely aware of every detail, the way he filled the space, the way his eyes occasionally flickered to her face, the way his hands rested on his knees, relaxed but ready. She had married a stranger. The thought kept circling through her mind, like a bird that couldn't find a place to land. The estate appeared as they crested a hill. Massive. Stone walls covered in climbing ivy. Gardens that stretched toward woods in the distance. It looked like something from a painting, and beautiful and slightly intimidating. "Welcome home," Raymond said quietly. "Home." The word felt foreign. The carriage stopped. Raymond exited first, then turned to offer his hand. Heaven took it, grateful for the stability as she stepped down. Her legs felt unsteady. Staff lined the entrance. They bowed as Raymond and Heaven passed. Their faces showed varying degrees of shock. Clearly the Duke's sudden marriage was news to them as well. Raymond led her through hallways lined with portraits and artifacts that spoke of generations of wealth. They climbed a grand staircase, stopped at a door. "Your chambers," Raymond said, opening it. The room beyond was stunning. A massive four-poster bed dominated the space. Windows overlooked the gardens. A sitting area held velvet furniture. Everything was elegant without being ostentatious. "A minor connected through there," Raymond indicated a door on the far wall. "If you need anything." Heaven nodded. Her throat felt tight. "The staff will help you settle," Raymond continued. "We'll speak after you've had time to change." He left without another word. Heaven stood alone in her new room, in her new home, married to a man she didn't know. The weight of the day crashed over her suddenly. Her knees buckled. She sank onto the edge of the bed, hands shaking. What had she done? A soft knock interrupted her spiral. A maid entered, young with kind eyes. "Your Grace, I'm Myla. I've been assigned to assist you." "Your Grace." The title felt surreal. "Thank you," Heaven managed. Myla helped her out of the wedding dress with gentle efficiency. The silk pooled on the floor like a ghost of the day that should have been. Heaven stepped into a simpler gown, dark blue and elegant. "The Duke requests your presence in his study when you're ready," Myla said softly. Heaven took a breath. "I'm ready." The study was on the ground floor. Myla led her there and retreated quietly. Heaven knocked. "Enter," Raymond's voice called. The study matched everything else about Raymond. Refined, purposeful. Shelves lined with books. A desk covered in neat stacks of papers. A sitting area with leather chairs positioned near a fireplace. Raymond stood by the window, looking out at the grounds. He had changed as well, trading formal wedding attire for simpler clothes that somehow made him look more dangerous rather than less. He turned as she entered. His eyes swept over her, taking in every detail. "Sit," he said, gesturing to the chairs. Heaven sat. Raymond took the chair across from her, close enough for conversation, far enough to avoid crowding. The fireplace crackled between them. We need to establish terms, Raymond said, without preamble. Heaven nodded. This she understood. Negotiations, contracts, the language of power. This marriage serves multiple purposes, Raymond continued. It protects your reputation. It provides me with a wife that society has been demanding I acquire. It creates an alliance between our families. All very practical, Heaven said quietly. Yes. Raymond leaned forward slightly. But we should be clear about expectations. I'm listening. We will maintain appearances publicly, attend events together, present a united front, show the world a successful marriage. And privately? Heaven asked. Privately, we live separate lives, or you have freedom within reason. I won't demand your time beyond what's necessary for appearances. Heaven absorbed this. It was more than fair. More than she had any right to expect from a marriage that began in chaos. And, she hesitated. Other expectations? Raymond's eyes darkened slightly. You mean intimacy? Heat crept up Heaven's neck. Yes. Not unless you choose it, Raymond said firmly. I didn't marry you to claim some kind of ownership. This is an arrangement. You're not obligated to share my bed. Relief and something else Heaven couldn't name washed through her. Thank you. However, Raymond continued, we will need to occupy the same space at times, share rooms at gatherings, dance together, touch in ways that appear natural to a married couple. I understand. Can you manage that? Heaven met his eyes. Well, I survived being abandoned at the altar and married a stranger in the same hour. I can manage whatever social performance is required. Something like respect flickered across Raymond's face. Good. They sat in silence for a moment. The fire popped. Shadows danced across the walls. Why did you really do this? Heaven asked suddenly. Raymond's expression remained unreadable. I told you. Your dignity was at stake. You don't know me well enough to care about my dignity. Perhaps I have other motivations. Such as? Raymond stood, moving to the window again, his back to her. Every man in that cathedral knew Maxwell was a fool. Watching you stand there alone, it was intolerable. Heaven rose as well, drawn by something in his tone. That's not an answer. He turned. They were closer now. At close enough that Heaven could see the precise line of his jaw, the way his eyes held secrets. Does it matter? Raymond asked quietly. We're married regardless of motivation. It matters to me. Raymond studied her for a long moment, then took a step closer. Heaven's breath caught. You want honesty? He asked. Yes. Then here it is. I've watched you at gatherings for 2 years, watched you navigate conversations with grace, watched you handle political maneuvering with intelligence, watched you carry yourself with strength, even when surrounded by people hoping to see you fail. Heaven's heart hammered. Raymond, and I watched you agree to marry a man who didn't deserve you, Raymond continued, his voice dropping lower. Watched you prepare to waste your life on someone who would always choose someone else. Today, I simply refused to watch any more. The confession hung between them. Heaven tried to process it. 2 years. He had been watching her for 2 years. I didn't know, she whispered. You weren't supposed to. But Eden was safe, Raymond said. Eden was chosen for you. Eden didn't require you to make any real decisions. Heaven's mind reeled. And you do? Raymond's hand lifted. His fingers brushed her cheek, the lightest touch. But Heaven felt it everywhere. I require nothing, he said softly. But I offer everything. The question is whether you're brave enough to consider it. Heaven couldn't move, couldn't breathe. This man who had saved her, who had given her terms that granted freedom, who was now standing so close she could feel the heat of him. "This is still an arrangement," she said, though her voice shook. "If that's what you need it to be." "What else could it be?" Raymond's thumb traced her jawline, slow, deliberate. "Whatever we choose to make it." Heaven's body betrayed her, leaning into his touch, craving more of it. Then Raymond stepped back. The spell broke. "You should rest," he said, his voice carefully neutral again. "Tomorrow we'll begin managing the social fallout." Heaven blinked, trying to reorient. "The fallout? Maxwell's abandonment will be the scandal of the season. We need to control the narrative." Reality crashed back. Right, they had a role to play. "Of course," Heaven said, straightening her spine. "What do you need from me?" "Your presence, your composure, the same strength you showed today. I can provide that. I know you can." Raymond moved toward the door, paused. "To Heaven?" "Yes. Today was not how you should have been married. I regret that you were forced into this choice." Something in his tone made Heaven's chest tighten. "Do you regret the outcome?" Raymond looked back at her. His eyes held something intense, something that made her skin warm. "No," he said simply. "I don't regret it at all." He left. Heaven stood alone in the study, hand pressed to her cheek where he had touched her. She had entered this room thinking their marriage was purely transactional. She left it uncertain of anything at all. 3 days after the wedding, Raymond and Heaven attended their first public event as husband and wife. The Harper estate hosted the gathering, a garden party designed to welcome spring. In reality, it was a hunting ground where society circled fresh scandal like wolves. Heaven dressed carefully, a gown of deep emerald that made her skin glow, hair swept up to expose her neck, jewelry minimal but expensive. She looked like exactly what she was, a duchess. Raymond waited for her at the bottom of the stairs. He wore grey that brought out the storm in his eyes. When he saw her descending, something flickered across his face, too quickly to name. "Ready?" he asked, offering his arm. "As I'll ever be." His hand covered hers where it rested on his sleeve. Warm. Steady. "Remember, we're presenting a united front. Whatever happens, we face it together." Heaven nodded. The carriage ride to the Harper estate felt too short. Heaven's stomach twisted with nerves. Every person there would be watching, judging, waiting to see cracks. They arrived to an ocean of faces turning their direction. Raymond exited first, then turned to help Heaven down. His hands went to her waist, steadying her as her feet found ground. He held on a moment longer than necessary. "Breathe," he murmured. "You're magnificent." The compliment startled her, but before she could respond, they were moving forward. Lydia Harper rushed to greet them, her face alight with poorly concealed curiosity. "Your graces, how wonderful that you could attend." Her eyes darted between them, searching for signs of discord. "I must say, the wedding was quite unexpected." "The best things often are," Raymond said smoothly. His hand settled at the small of Heaven's back. "Possessive, protective." Heaven felt the heat of his palm through silk. "And you're settling in well, Lady Heaven?" Lydia pressed. "Such a change from what you expected, I'm sure." "Change can be fortuitous," Heaven replied calmly. "I consider myself quite fortunate." Raymond's fingers flexed slightly against her back. Approval. They moved through the party together. Every conversation felt like a test. Every glance held questions. But Raymond never left her side. Never let silence stretch too long. Never allowed anyone to corner her alone. He was strategic in his touches. A hand guiding her through doorways. fingers brushing her elbow, his body angled toward hers in a way that suggested intimacy. Heaven felt each contact like a brand. "The Duke seems quite taken with you," Gabriella whispered, when she finally found a moment alone with Heaven near the refreshment table. "I've never seen him this attentive to anyone." "He's playing a role," Heaven said quietly.
"Is he?"
Gabriella's eyebrow arched. "Because from where I'm standing, that doesn't look like acting." Before Heaven could respond, Raymond appeared at her side. "Dance with me." It wasn't a question. Heaven let him lead her to where other couples swayed to music. His hand slid around her waist. Her hand rested on his shoulder. They began to move. Raymond danced like he did everything else, with precision and control. But there was something else, too. A barely restrained intensity that Heaven felt in every step. "You're doing well," he said quietly. "Thank you for not leaving me alone."
"I wouldn't."
His hand pressed more firmly against her back, drawing her closer. "Heaven, there's something you should know."
"What?"
"Maxwell is here." Heaven's steps faltered. Raymond caught her smoothly, making it look intentional.
"Where?"
she breathed. "Near the terrace. Don't look. Or not yet." Heaven's heart raced. Eden was here, watching, seeing her with Raymond.
"What do we do?"
she asked, Raymond's eyes locked with hers. "We show him exactly what he lost." He spun her. The movement brought them even closer together. Heaven's breath caught. They were pressed together now, barely any space between them. She could feel the solid warmth of his chest, the steady beat of his heart. "Raymond," she whispered.
"Trust me," he murmured.
The music swelled. Raymond guided her through the dance with effortless skill, every move designed to showcase partnership, connection. His eyes never left hers. Heaven forgot about Eden, forgot about the watching crowd, forgot about everything except the man holding her. The dance ended. Raymond's hands lingered at her waist. His gaze dropped briefly to her mouth. Then he released her. They stepped back. Heaven felt the loss of contact like cold water.
"Shall we get some air?"
Raymond suggested, his voice carefully neutral again. Heaven nodded, not trusting her voice. He led her toward the terrace. The crowd parted for them. Heaven felt eyes following, but couldn't bring herself to care. They stepped into the cooler evening air. Lanterns cast warm light across stone. Other couples wandered the gardens below.
"Duchess Lambert,"
the voice came from behind them. Familiar. "Unwelcome." Heaven turned slowly. Eden Maxwell stood 3 feet away. He looked the same. Blonde hair, blue eyes, handsome in a soft, easy way. The man she had been prepared to marry 5 days ago. He looked at her like she was still his.
"Eden,"
Heaven said coolly.
"I need to speak with you,"
Eden said, his eyes darting to Raymond.
"No, privately.
My wife and I don't keep secrets," Raymond said. His voice was pleasant. His eyes were ice. Eden's jaw tightened.
"This doesn't concern you, Your Grace."
"Everything concerning my wife concerns me." The air between the men crackled with tension. Heaven felt Raymond's hand find hers, lacing their fingers together.
"What do you want, Eden?"
Heaven asked. Eden's focus returned to her.
"I made a mistake. Liliana, she manipulated the situation. I never wanted to hurt you.
Yet you did."
"I'm asking for your forgiveness, for a chance to explain properly."
Heaven stared at him, this man who had left her at the altar, who had humiliated her publicly, who now stood before her asking for forgiveness, and she felt nothing. No anger, no hurt, no longing, just
nothing.
"There's nothing to forgive," Heaven said quietly. "There's nothing to explain. You made your choice. I made mine.
Heaven, please! She said her peace, Raymond interjected smoothly. I suggest you respect it. Eden's face flushed. This is between Heaven and myself. No, Heaven said firmly. This is between you and your conscience. I've moved forward. I suggest you do the same. She turned away. Raymond's hand remained in hers as they walked back toward the party. Behind them, Eden called out, You're making a mistake! Heaven didn't look back. They re-entered the party. Heaven's hands were shaking. Raymond must have felt it, because he pulled her into an alcove, away from prying eyes. Are you all right? He asked. I don't know. Heaven looked up at him. I thought seeing him would hurt more. And it doesn't. No. Heaven shook her head. It doesn't hurt at all. Raymond's expression softened. Good. Is that terrible? Should I feel something? You feel exactly what you should. Relief. Freedom. Raymond's hand lifted to her face, cupped her cheek. You're allowed to move on, Heaven. The gesture was tender, more intimate than anything they had done in public. Heaven's eyes fluttered closed. Raymond, she whispered. When she opened her eyes, his face was closer, his gaze intense. If this is just performance, he said quietly, echoing his words from days before, why do you tremble when I touch you? Heaven's breath caught. Because he was right. She was trembling, and it had nothing to do with Eden or the party or anything except the man in front of her. I don't know, she admitted. Raymond's thumb brushed across her lower lip. Slow. Deliberate. Heaven's whole body lit up. Liar, he murmured. Then he stepped back, put proper distance between them. We should return, he said. People will notice our absence. Heaven nodded, trying to catch her breath. They rejoined the party, smiled, conversed, played their roles perfectly. But something had shifted, because Heaven was beginning to realize that the line between performance and reality was becoming dangerously blurred, and she wasn't sure she wanted to find it again. 2 weeks into their marriage, Heaven had settled into an uneasy rhythm. Days were filled with social obligations, evenings often spent in Raymond's study, discussing politics and strategy. Nights in her own chambers, trying not to think about the man sleeping one door away. Raymond was attentive without being overbearing. He noticed when she was tired and shortened their engagements. He remembered details she mentioned in passing. He made her laugh with dry observations about the people they encountered. Heaven found herself looking forward to their time together, which was dangerous, because this was still an arrangement. And arrangements ended, and Heaven had already survived one heartbreak this year. She was sitting in the morning room, reviewing invitations, when Mila appeared at the door. Your Grace, you have a visitor. Heaven looked up. Who? Miss Liliana Cantrell. The name hit like a slap. Heaven's fingers tightened on the invitation she held. Show her in, Heaven said, keeping her voice level. Liliana entered like she belonged there. Tall. Beautiful. Auburn hair and green eyes. The kind of woman who turned heads. Like the woman Eden had chosen over Heaven. Lady Heaven, Liliana said. Or should I say, Duchess Lambert, how quickly circumstances change. Heaven remained seated, refused to be intimidated in her own home. Miss Cantrell, to what do I owe this visit? Liliana settled into a chair uninvited. I thought we should talk, woman to woman. I can't imagine what we have to discuss. Can't you? Liliana's smile was sharp. We both loved the same man. We both made choices. I simply want to understand yours. Heaven set down the invitation carefully. My choices are my own business, even when they affect others. Eden made his choice. I made mine. Where's the complication? Liliana leaned forward. The complication is that Eden is miserable. He realizes now what a mistake he made. Then he should have thought of that before leaving me at the altar. He was confused. I admit I pushed him toward a decision. But now he sees clearly. Heaven studied the woman across from her, searching for remorse, finding only calculation. What exactly do you want, Miss Cantrell? I want you to release him. Heaven blinked. Excuse me? Eden belongs with me. You know this. You've always known this. Your marriage to the Duke was convenient, but it doesn't have to be permanent. The audacity stole Heaven's breath. You want me to end my marriage so Eden can return to you? He doesn't want me anymore, Liliana said. And for the first time, Heaven heard real emotion, desperation. He wants you back. He talks about nothing else. It's driving me mad. Understanding dawned. So this isn't about Eden's happiness. It's about yours. I love him. You manipulated him. I fought for him. Liliana's composure cracked. You were going to trap him in a loveless marriage. I offered him passion, real feeling. But you've bewitched him somehow. Even from a distance. Heaven stood. This conversation is over. Wait, no. Heaven's voice was steel. You made your choices. Live with them. As I'm living with mine. She moved toward the door to ring for Myla. You don't love the Duke, Liliana said desperately. Everyone knows this was a mercy marriage. Why not end it and return to where you belong? Heaven turned back slowly. And where do I belong? With Eden. It's what your families wanted. What was planned. The Duke will release you if you ask. He didn't marry you out of love. The words hurt more than Heaven expected. Because they were true, weren't they? Miss Cantrell, Heaven said quietly. I was engaged to a man who left me publicly. I married a man who saved me from humiliation. The first man is now regretting his choices. But that's not my problem. It's his. And it's yours. She opened the door. Myla stood waiting. Show Miss Cantrell out. Liliana rose, her face flushed. You're making a mistake. The Duke will never love you. You're just convenient. The words followed Heaven as Liliana was escorted away. She stood alone in the morning room, hands shaking. Just convenient. Was that all she was? Heaven. She turned. Raymond stood in the doorway. How long had he been there? I didn't know you were home, she said. I heard you had a visitor. Raymond stepped into the room. His eyes scanned her face. Are you all right? Fine. Don't lie to me. Heaven sank into a chair, exhausted suddenly. Why did you really marry me, Raymond? He was quiet for a moment, then moved closer, crouched down so they were eye level. Why are you asking? Because Liliana said I was convenient, and Eden wants me back, and I don't know what's real anymore. Raymond's hand found hers. Look at me. She did. You were never convenient, Raymond said firmly. Convenient would have been letting you walk out of that cathedral alone. Convenient would have been protecting my own reputation instead of risking it on a woman I barely knew. Then why? Because I wanted to. His grip tightened. Because watching you stand there with that bastard's letter being read aloud made me angrier than I've been in years. Because you deserved better. Because I've wanted you from the moment I first saw you at the Wellington dinner 2 years ago. And finally had an excuse to do something about it. Heaven's breath caught. 2 years? 2 years of watching you be courted by men who didn't appreciate you. 2 years of staying away because you were spoken for. 2 years of telling myself it was better to keep my distance. Why didn't you say something? Because you weren't mine to pursue. Raymond's jaw tightened. and then Maxwell destroyed everything, and I realized I was done watching from a distance. Heaven's mind whirled. So this marriage, it wasn't just mercy? No, Heaven. It was selfishness. Raymond's thumb traced circles on her palm. I married you because I wanted you. I gave you terms because I knew you needed freedom. But make no mistake, this was never convenient. This was calculated. Heaven should have been angry, should have felt manipulated. Instead, she felt desired. Maxwell doesn't get you back, Raymond continued. Cantrell doesn't get what she wants, and I keep you. That's the truth. Heaven stared at him. This powerful, dangerous man who had just confessed to 2 years of wanting her. I don't know what to do with that information, she admitted. You don't have to do anything. Raymond stood, though his hand remained in hers. I'm not demanding you feel the same. I'm simply being honest. After 2 weeks of marriage? Yes. That's terrible timing. A smile ghosted across Raymond's face. Oh, I'm aware. They stood there, hands linked, something fragile and dangerous stretching between them. What if I told you, Heaven said slowly, that I'm beginning to feel things I didn't expect? Raymond's eyes darkened. What kind of things? Complicated things. He stepped closer. Complicated like wanting to maintain our arrangement, or complicated like wanting something else entirely? Heaven's heart hammered. I don't know yet. Then I'll wait. Raymond lifted her hand, pressed his lips to her knuckles. The gesture was old-fashioned, intimate. Until you do know. He released her hand, stepped back. And Heaven? Yes. Eden Maxwell can burn in hell before I let him anywhere near you again. The possessiveness in his voice should have been alarming. Instead, it made Heaven's blood heat. Raymond left her alone with her thoughts, and Heaven realized something terrifying. She wasn't pretending anymore. Whatever this was between them, it was becoming very, very real. The shift was subtle at first. Raymond's touches lingered a fraction longer. His eyes tracked Heaven across rooms. When they attended events, his body angled toward hers like a compass finding north. Heaven noticed. How could she not? And worse, she reciprocated. Her hand would find his arm without thought. She'd lean into conversations, close enough to catch his scent. When they danced, she no longer counted steps. She simply followed his lead. 3 weeks into their marriage, they attended the theater. The production was Shakespeare. Something dramatic and passionate. Heaven sat beside Raymond in the Duke's private box, acutely aware of every inch between them. Halfway through the second act, at Raymond's hand found hers on the armrest. Heaven's breath caught. It wasn't for show. No one could see them in the shadows of the box. This was just contact. She laced their fingers together. Raymond's grip tightened. They sat like that through the rest of the performance, not watching the stage, watching each other in peripheral vision, the play forgotten. When the curtain fell, Raymond released her hand slowly, reluctantly. We should go, he said quietly. Heaven nodded, not trusting her voice. The carriage ride home was silent, but the air between them crackled with unspoken things. They reached the estate. Walked inside, climbed the stairs together, stopped outside Heaven's chambers. Good night, Heaven said softly. Good night. Neither moved. Heaven's heart raced. She should go inside, should maintain boundaries, or should remember this was an arrangement. But Raymond was looking at her like she was the only thing in the world that mattered. Heaven, he said, his voice rough. Yes? I'm trying to be patient. I know. But it's becoming difficult. Heaven swallowed hard. What is? Staying away from you. The confession hung between them. Raw. Honest. Heaven made a decision, probably a reckless one. She took a step closer. Raymond's eyes flared. What are you doing?
I don't know, Heaven admitted. But I'm tired of pretending I don't feel this.
Feel what?
Instead of answering, Heaven lifted onto her toes, pressed her lips to his. For a heartbeat, Raymond froze. Then his hands came to her waist, pulled her closer, and he kissed her back. Not gentle, not tentative.
Hungry.
Heaven gasped against his mouth. Raymond took advantage, deepening the kiss. One hand threaded into her hair, the other pressed against her lower back. Heaven had been kissed before, but never like this. Never with this intensity. This need. She gripped his shoulders for balance, let herself sink into the heat of him. Raymond groaned low in his throat. The sound vibrated through Heaven's body. He walked her backward until she hit the door, pressed against her. Heaven could feel every hard plane of him, could feel his heart hammering against her own, his mouth move to her jaw, her throat, each kiss branding her. Heaven, he breathed against her skin. Don't stop, she whispered. But Raymond did stop, pulled back, his breathing ragged. We should slow down, he said. I don't want to slow down. You're not thinking clearly. Heaven laughed, slightly breathless. I'm thinking very clearly. And for the first time in weeks, Raymond's forehead dropped to hers. You're going to kill me. Then we'll die together, he groaned. Heaven, take me inside, she interrupted. Please. Raymond's control visibly wavered. His hands tightened on her waist. Then he reached past her, opened the door. They stumbled into her chambers. The door closed behind them. For a moment, they just stood there, breathing, staring at each other. Then Raymond pulled her back into his arms. They kissed again, slower this time, deeper. Heaven's horns explored the planes of his chest, his shoulders, his jaw. Raymond's hands moved over her back, found the fastenings of her dress. Tell me to stop, he murmured against her lips. No. Heaven, I want this. She pulled back to look at him. I want you. Something in Raymond's expression cracked as the careful control he maintained, the walls he kept up. You're sure? He asked. Yes. That single word unleashed something. Raymond kissed her again, possessive, claiming. His hands worked the dress fastenings with surprising skill. The fabric loosened. Heaven shivered as cool air hit her skin. Cold? Raymond asked. No. Her hands went to his jacket. Your turn. They undressed each other slowly, deliberately. Each revealed inch, drawing gasps and touches. When they finally tumbled onto the bed, skin against skin, Heaven felt like she was burning from the inside out. Raymond's hands mapped her body like territory he was claiming. His mouth followed, kissing, tasting, learning every place that made her gasp. Heaven arched beneath him, desperate for more, for everything. Raymond, she breathed, but I'm here. He positioned himself above her, his eyes locked with hers. Are you certain? Yes. He entered her slowly, carefully, giving her time to adjust. Heaven's hands gripped his shoulders. The initial sting faded into something else, something overwhelming. They moved together, finding rhythm, building heat. Raymond's name fell from Heaven's lips like prayer. His mouth captured hers, swallowing her moans. Pressure built, tightening, spiraling. Heaven shattered. Raymond followed moments later, her name rough on his lips. They lay tangled together afterward, hearts racing, skin damp. Raymond's hand traced patterns on Heaven's bare shoulder. That was... Heaven started. Yes, Raymond agreed. She laughed softly, turned to face him. So much for our arrangement. Raymond's expression grew serious. He cupped her face. Heaven,
or this doesn't have to change anything. If you want to go back to the way things were, do you want that? No. The answer was immediate, absolute. But I need to know what you want. Heaven considered. They had crossed a line, changed everything between them, and she didn't regret it. I want... She hesitated. I want to see where this goes. Relief flooded Raymond's face. You're sure? Terrified, but sure. He pulled her closer, kissed her forehead. Then we move forward. Together. Heaven settled against his chest, listened to his heartbeat, felt safe for the first time since the cathedral. Raymond. Thank you. For what? For saving me. For being patient. For this. His arms tightened around her. You saved yourself, Heaven. Or I was just smart enough to recognize an extraordinary woman when I saw one. Heaven smiled against his skin. They fell asleep like that, wrapped around each other. The space between them finally gone. Outside, the night settled over the estate. Inside, everything had changed. The next 2 weeks were the happiest Heaven had known. She and Raymond moved through their days with new intimacy, stolen kisses in hallways, hands linked under dinner tables, nights spent in each other's arms. They talked for hours, about everything, politics, books, childhood memories, dreams for the future. Heaven learned that Raymond had a dry sense of humor that only emerged in private, that he had a scar on his ribs from a riding accident at age 12, that he took his coffee black and red late into the night. Raymond learned that Heaven hummed when she was concentrating, that she had wanted to study law but was told it wasn't appropriate for a woman, that she had a weakness for strawberry tarts and rainy mornings. They fit together in ways Heaven hadn't expected, which made what happened next so much worse. It started at a luncheon hosted by the Duchess of Westley. Heaven was speaking with Gabriella when she overheard a conversation nearby. Two women, voices low but carrying. Never would have married her otherwise. Of course not. The Duke had to save face. Can you imagine the scandal if he'd let her walk out alone? Pure charity, really. And now she's trapped him. I heard she's already hinting about wanting children. Desperate. She knows this marriage has an expiration date. Heaven's stomach dropped. She looked at Gabriella, who had gone pale. Ignore them, Gabriella whispered. They're just cruel gossips. But the words burrowed deep. Charity. Expiration date. Heaven excused herself, found a quiet corner, tried to breathe. Was that how everyone saw their marriage? As temporary? As mercy? Did Raymond see it that way too? He had wanted her, yes. But wanting and keeping were different things. Passion faded. And when it did, would he regret being bound to her? Heaven thought about their agreement. Separate lives. Freedom. Terms that suggested impermanence. Maybe nothing had really changed. Maybe she had just been fooling herself. That evening, Raymond found her in the library. There you are, he said warmly. I've been looking for you. Heaven didn't look up from her book. I've been here. Raymond settled beside her. His hand reached for hers. Had Heaven pulled away? Raymond froze. Heaven? I'm tired, she said quietly. I think I'll retire early. Did something happen today? No, I'm just tired. She stood. Raymond stood with her. Talk to me, he said. There's nothing to talk about. That's obviously not true. Heaven finally looked at him. What are we doing, Raymond? His brow furrowed. What do you mean? This? Us? What is this? I thought we were moving forward. Together. Like we agreed. But to what end? Heaven's voice cracked. We have terms. An arrangement. Nothing has actually changed. Everything has changed. Has it? Heaven stepped back. Because we still have separate chambers. We still maintain appearances for society. We still operate under the same agreement we started with. Raymond's jaw tightened. Those were your terms. Your comfort level. Maybe they were the truth. Heaven wrapped her arms around herself. Maybe this whole thing was always temporary, and I've just been pretending otherwise. Where is this coming from? Heaven couldn't tell him about the women, about the poisonous words that had infected her thoughts. I need to protect myself, she said instead. From what? From, Heaven gestured helplessly, from this ending badly, from getting hurt again. Understanding dawned on Raymond's face, then anger. You think I'm going to abandon you like Maxwell did? I don't know what to think. Heaven, I would never. You can't promise that. Heaven's eyes stung. People change. Feelings fade. And when they do, we're still bound by a marriage neither of us truly chose. I chose you, Raymond said fiercely, in that cathedral, every day since. I choose you. For now. The words hung between them, ugly, painful. Raymond looked like she had struck him. You really believe that? That I'm just waiting for an exit? I don't know what to believe anymore. Silence stretched, heavy, suffocating. What do you want, Heaven? Raymond asked finally, his voice carefully controlled. I want distance, space to think. About us? About everything? Raymond's hands clenched at his sides. And if I say no? If I tell you that running away solves nothing? This isn't running. This is self-preservation. This is fear. Maybe fear is appropriate, Heaven's voice rose. Maybe I should be afraid of falling for someone who married me out of convenience. Stop calling it that. Then what was it? Heaven demanded. What was standing up in that cathedral, if not convenient timing? Raymond stared at her, then spoke quietly. It was the first choice I've made in years that was purely for myself. Heaven's breath caught. I didn't marry you to save your reputation, Raymond continued. I didn't marry you for political alliance or social benefit. I married you because the thought of letting you walk away was unbearable. Because I had wasted 2 years not acting on what I wanted. Because in that moment, I was done with nobility and restraint and doing the proper thing. He took a step closer. So yes, Heaven. It was selfish. It was calculated. But it was never convenient. Convenient would have been easier. This is terrifying. Because every day I fall deeper, and every day I worry you'll realize you settled. Heaven's eyes filled. No, settled? You were supposed to marry into prestige and comfort with Maxwell. Instead, you got me, a man who works too much and feels too little and doesn't know how to do this. He gestured between them. Whatever this is. Raymond, but I'm trying. His voice cracked. I'm trying to be what you need, what you deserve. And if you need space, I'll give it. But don't tell me this was convenient. Don't reduce what I feel to strategy. Tears spilled down Heaven's cheeks. I don't know how to trust this. Then let me prove it. Raymond reached for her, stopped himself. Give me the chance to prove it's real. Heaven wanted to. God, she wanted to believe him. But fear gripped her throat. I need time, she whispered. Pain flashed across Raymond's face, but he nodded. Take what you need, he said quietly. I'll be here when you're ready. He left. Heaven stood alone in the library, crying silently. She had just pushed away the best thing in her life, and she had no idea how to take it back. 3 days passed, 3 days of Heaven and Raymond moving through the house like ghosts. Polite, distant, careful not to touch. Heaven slept alone, woke alone, spent hours staring at nothing. The gossip women had been wrong. This marriage wasn't temporary because Raymond wanted out. It was temporary, because heaven was destroying it herself. On the fourth morning, Gabriella arrived unannounced.
"We need to talk," she announced, sweeping into heaven's chambers. "I'm not in the mood. I don't care."
Gabriella sat, folded her hands. "You're being an idiot." Heaven blinked.
"Excuse me?"
"You heard me. You have a husband who is clearly devoted to you, who has given you everything, and you're pushing him away because you're scared."
"That's not..."
"Yes, it is." Gabriella's expression softened. "Heaven, I know Eden hurt you. I know being abandoned was traumatic. But Raymond is not Eden. I know that."
"Do you?
Because from where I'm sitting, you're punishing him for someone else's sins." Heaven sank onto the bed. I can't go through that again."
"Go through what? Being loved?"
"Being left." Gabriella moved to sit beside her, took her hand. "Heaven, life has no guarantees. Raymond could leave. You could leave. Either of you could die tomorrow. That's the risk of caring about someone. So what do I do? You decide if he's worth the risk." Heaven thought about Raymond, about the way he looked at her, the way his hands gentled when he touched her, the way he listened when she spoke, the way he had saved her without hesitation. "He is," Heaven whispered. "He's worth everything."
"Then tell him that."
Heaven stood. "I need to find him." She searched the house. Raymond wasn't in his study, not in the library, not anywhere inside. One of the staff mentioned seeing him ride toward the eastern woods. Heaven didn't hesitate. She changed into riding clothes and headed for the stables. The woods were beautiful. Sunlight filtered through leaves. Birds sang. Heaven guided her horse down familiar paths. She found Raymond by the stream, standing at the water's edge, staring at nothing. Heaven dismounted, approached slowly. "Raymond." He turned. Surprise flickered across his face.
"Heaven, what are you doing here?"
"Looking for you."
"Did something happen?"
"Yes." Heaven stepped closer. "I realized I'm an idiot." Raymond's expression remained carefully neutral.
"How so?"
"I've been punishing you for being scared, for not trusting that this is real." Heaven stopped directly in front of him.
"And I'm sorry."
"Heaven, let me finish."
She took a breath.
"You saved me. Not just at the cathedral, but every day since. You've been patient and kind and honest. And I repaid that by assuming the worst."
"You were protecting yourself.
I was being a coward."
Heaven's eyes filled.
"Because the truth is, I'm falling in love with you, and that terrifies me. Because I don't know how to love someone without losing myself."
Raymond's breath caught.
"You're falling in love with me?"
"Yes,
and it scares me to death."
Raymond closed the distance between them, cupped her face.
"Heaven, aren't I need to tell you something."
"What?"
"I'm already there." His thumbs brushed her tears away. "I've been in love with you since before the wedding. Probably since the moment you laughed at my terrible joke at the Wellington dinner 2 years ago."
Heaven's heart stopped.
"You love me?"
"Completely. Terrifyingly. Irrevocably."
"But you never said, because I wanted you to come to it yourself, without pressure, without obligation."
Raymond's forehead touched hers.
"I would have waited years if necessary."
Heaven sobbed. "Happy, relieved, overwhelmed. I love you," she said clearly.
"Not because you saved me, not because we're married, but because you're the best man I've ever known."
Raymond kissed her then. Soft, sweet, full of promise.
When they pulled apart, he was smiling. Really smiling. Or not the controlled expression he showed the world. Something genuine and warm and entirely for her.
"So," he said, "where does this leave us?"
"Together."
Heaven laced their fingers.
"Completely."
"No more terms, no more arrangements. Just us."
I can work with that. They stood by the stream, holding each other, finally on the same page.
Raymond?
Yes? There's something else I should tell you. His brow arched.
What?
Eden came to see me, last week. Raymond's entire body tensed.
What?
He wanted me back. Said you would release me if I asked.
That bastard. I sent him away,
Heaven interrupted. Told him I had made my choice and wasn't changing my mind. Some of the tension left Raymond's shoulders.
Good.
But then he said something that confused me.
What?
He said he knew. Heaven looked up at Raymond.
Must knew what?
Raymond was quiet for a long moment, then sighed. Maxwell knew I wanted you. Heaven's eyes widened.
How?
Because I told him.
You told him?
2 months before the wedding. I was trying to convince him not to go through with it.
Told him he didn't deserve you.
That if he had any honor, he would step aside. Understanding dawned. So, when he left, he was choosing first, before you could choose me. Raymond's jaw tightened.
Coward's move, but effective.
Except it backfired.
Yes, because he underestimated you, thought you would crumble. Instead, you married me.
Heaven processed this. So all of this, the abandonment, the wedding, everything, it was because Eden was threatened by you?
Partially. I think he also genuinely cared for Cantrell.
But yes, pride played a role. Heaven laughed suddenly.
Sharp, or disbelieving.
What a mess.
An absolute disaster, Raymond agreed.
And yet here we are.
Heaven looked at him. This man who had fought for her even when she was promised to someone else, who had stepped forward when she needed saving, who had been patient while she figured out her own heart.
Here we are, she repeated softly.
Raymond pulled her close, kissed her temple.
I love you.
I love you too.
They rode back to the estate together, side by side, equal partners. When they reached the house, Raymond helped Heaven down from her horse. His hands lingered at her waist.
Come to dinner with me tonight, he said. Not as Duke and Duchess, just as Raymond and Heaven.
Where?
There's a small inn in the village. Private room. Good food. No one watching.
Heaven smiled.
That sounds perfect.
That evening, they sat across from each other in a cozy room. Candles flickered on the table. Wine flowed freely. They talked and laughed and existed outside the weight of their titles.
Tell me something I don't know about you, Heaven said.
Raymond considered.
I can't dance. Heaven laughed. That's a lie. I've danced with you dozens of times.
I learned for you. Spent 6 months with an instructor because I knew you'd be at gatherings and I wanted to be able to ask you.
Heaven's heart melted.
You learned to dance for me?
Among other things.
What other things?
I learned your favorite flowers, your favorite music, the way you take your tea.
Raymond reached across the table, took her hand.
I learned everything I could, just in case I ever got the chance.
And now you have the chance.
Now I have forever.
Forever,
the word used to terrify Heaven. Now it sounded like a promise.
They finished dinner, walked back through the quiet village. The night was clear. Stars scattered across the sky.
Raymond?
Yes.
Thank you for not giving up on me.
He stopped, pulled her close.
I could never give up on you, Heaven. You're my reason for everything.
She kissed him then, long and slow, pouring every feeling into it. When they pulled apart, Raymond's eyes were dark with desire.
Should we go home? He asked.
Yes.
They rode back quickly, barely made it inside before they were kissing again.
They climbed the stairs to Heaven's chambers, fell into bed together, made love with new understanding,
new commitment, Afterward, wrapped in each other's arms, Heaven felt peace she had never known. "We're going to make this work," she said quietly. "Yes, but we are. Even when it's hard. Especially when it's hard." Heaven smiled against his chest. "I was supposed to marry Eden, live a comfortable, predictable life. And instead I got adventure, passion, real love." Raymond's arms tightened. "Was it worth the chaos?" Heaven lifted her head, met his eyes. "Every single second." He kissed her forehead. "Get some sleep. Stay with me?" "Always." They fell asleep like that. Together. Chosen. Real. And somewhere in the city, Eden Maxwell sat alone in his study, regretting every choice that led him away from the woman he had lost, while Liliana Contrell planned her next move, refusing to accept defeat. But Raymond and Heaven didn't know about any of that yet. They were too busy building something neither of them had expected. A marriage based on choice. A love built on truth. A future they would write together. 6 months later, Heaven stood in the gardens of Lambert Estate, watching the sun set over grounds that had become home. So much had changed. She had changed. The woman who had stood at that altar, broken and humiliated, seemed like someone else entirely. She heard footsteps, turned to find Raymond approaching. He still made her heart race, still made her feel safe and desired in equal measure. "There you are," he said, sliding arms around her waist from behind. Heaven leaned into him. "Here I am. Happy?" "Extraordinarily." They stood together, watching day fade into night. "I have news," Raymond said quietly. "What news?" "Maxwell is engaged to some merchant's daughter in the north." Heaven absorbed this, felt nothing. No pain, no jealousy, just mild interest. "Good for him. That's all?" Heaven turned in his arms. "Raymond, Eden was my past, a past I'm grateful for because it led me here. But that's all he is." Raymond smiled. The real smile, the one he saved only for her. "I love you. I love you too. Come inside. Dinner's ready." They walked back toward the house, hand in hand. Inside, warmth, laughter, life. Heaven had been meant to marry into stability. Instead, she had married into love, and she wouldn't change a single thing.